Welcome to the Loving Wellness Podcast, your compass to embracing a holistic approach to health, one that extends love not only to your body and spirit, but also ripples outward to those around you. I'm your host, Ava Nori, a registered dietitian and your wellness BFF. Together, we'll dive deep into all the ways you can practice loving wellness in your own life and tap into the healthiest, happiest, most aligned version of yourself through both solo episodes and conversations with experts in many fields. Let's get into the show. Hello, hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Loving Wellness Podcast and welcome back to another solo episode. Welcome if you're new. Today, we're diving into a topic that I just think is so important, and I haven't done a dedicated solo episode on the podcast on this topic before, so I thought it was time, especially because I feel like lately I've been talking about this topic a lot with my clients and with people in my life as well, and that is the topic of discipline and the power of discipline and importance of discipline in living a healthy life, not just with our wellness physically, but with really every aspect of our life to really thrive. Because whether you're trying to eat better, if you're trying to hone in on your exercise, sleep well consistently, or just get your daily tasks completed, be more productive, be more fulfilled spiritually, that's a big one. Discipline is really your best friend, and it's something that I come back to day in and day out, and I'm constantly fine-tuning and working on. And it's something that I feel like gets a bad reputation sometimes. I've talked about this before. I've had my own ups and downs with the word discipline, with the idea of discipline. But the bottom line I keep coming back to in my own life and my personal experience, but also with my experience with clients, discipline is a tool. That's what it is. Just like anything else. Just like food is a tool. Just like supplements are a tool. The idea of and practice of discipline is a tool, and we can harness it to enhance our health, to enrich our lives, instead of restricting us, which is what I think that bad reputation comes down to, is that it gets kind of tied to this idea of restriction and harshness and force and making us miserable. But I actually think that discipline is a beautiful thing. I see discipline personally as this art, this beautiful art of like self-control and the ability to kind of pursue what you know inside of you is right despite any temptations to abandon it. And I think that comes back to this idea that I talk about quite a bit as well, which is making your long-term health, your long-term happiness, insert the word, your long-term fulfillment, ease, more important than any short-term gratification. And that's really what it comes down to in my mind. And it's about making those consistent choices that align with your deep values and health goals and spiritual values, even when it's challenging, even when it's inconvenient, even when you don't want to. And I think the main point, the main idea I want to share and that I hope you take away from today's episode is that discipline is freedom. Discipline brings freedom. And this is something that I have learned quite a bit in my own spiritual journey. And that's actually where I want to start, is discipline in the spiritual sense, discipline and spirituality. So at the basis of the work I do spiritually and my own spiritual practice and values is coming back to my loving. It's a big reason this podcast is called Loving Wellness, and it's a big facet of my life, and it kind of encompasses every aspect of our lives. And that's why I think spirituality can be such a beautiful way to practice and learn the art of discipline, because it does encompass so many different things that we do. Because at least for me, spirituality isn't just what I do when I'm meditating, right? I do meditate. I love meditation. If you listen to this podcast, you know I'm a huge fan. However, I also think that meditation, prayer, these things are just one part of the picture, and spirituality is all encompassing. It's how we live our lives on that meditation cushion and then off of it as well. And if you can bring those practices, bring those ideas and values into your day-to-day life as just a human living in this world, that's when you've mastered that idea of spiritual living, which is why it's a practice, because none of us are perfect. We're humans. We make mistakes. This is a level in which we are allowed to make mistakes. That's how we learn and grow. But for example, when we do make mistakes or slip up or, you know, allow our emotions to get the best of us, and I'm not saying our emotions are bad, but spiritually speaking, they are not who we are, right? Like, we are soul, we are these conscious beings, and then our emotions, our thoughts, our feelings are basically an illusion. And when we start to attach ourselves to those things, that's where conflict happens. That's where things get hard as a human being. And so all of this is a lot easier said than done. I sure haven't mastered it myself, but it's also why I think we're here, to learn these things and grow from them. And a big part of this for me is coming back to discipline, to come back to my loving and not allow my ego to get in the way, not allow my negative thoughts to take over, any negative emotions to take over and control my actions, so that I can make my decisions and really take action from that loving place within me. Another big part of this too, I think, is coming back to your own integrity and being in the line of truth, being truthful and honest as a person, but also coming back to the integrity of what is in alignment for you and are you living your life that way. That requires an immense amount of discipline. So all of these spiritual concepts I'm talking about are relevant because of the discipline they all require to actually carry out and live in that way. There's a book I love and recommend constantly. It's called Spiritual Warrior by John Roger, and the entire book kind of encompasses everything I'm talking about right now. So as I touched on all of that to start this conversation, I think that that book is a really great resource if you're interested in learning more about all of these ideas, all of these concepts. If all of this is new to you and you're like, what is she talking about? Read that book and you will thank me later. So now that I've kind of covered why I think spirituality and discipline are so interlinked and why spirituality actually does require a massive amount of discipline, not just to meditate every day and do all the things, but also the way you live your life and the morals that you have and how aligned are you with your true self, with your highest self, and not allowing your ego and your negativity to take over, which we all have. I want to pivot into discipline and health because, of course, spirituality and all these concepts are a part of our health and our spiritual wellness. But obviously, you know, when it comes to health, to physical health and the practices that we do day in and day out, discipline plays a really big role. And depending on where you're at in your wellness journey, it can look different. But I've noticed in my own life that when I stick to my practices, to my routines, I feel better, both physically and mentally, and the same thing goes for just about every single client I work with. And that's where this idea of freedom comes in, because then when you do feel better, when you do stick to your routines and to your goals, you have the freedom to do other things that you want to do because you're well enough to do them. And that is a concept I also talk about quite a bit, is health being a tool in and of itself, and getting healthy and being on a healing journey and taking care of yourself as an important tool to go out and do the things you want to do in this world. Because if you don't have the energy, if you're dealing with symptoms all day, that can really get in the way of you living your best life. We've all been there. When you're sick, nothing else matters except for getting better, because when you don't feel good, you can't go do the things you want to do. I just did a whole series on the podcast on the foundations of wellness. So what I think are the key foundational practices we all need to have in place to truly be well. And the idea of discipline is so important with the foundations because they do require so much consistency. So things like, and these are the foundations in no particular order: quality sleep, eating nutrient-dense whole foods, sufficient protein intake, spiritual health, just like we talked about, and faith, mindfulness, intentionality, spending time in nature, circadian health, morning sunlight, community, social connection, getting exercise and joyful movement in, regulating the nervous system, laughing, minimizing toxic exposures, supporting your body's detoxification and drainage pathways, proper hydration. All these things require the discipline to do them day in and day out. You don't just eat a good amount of protein at one meal and then you're good on protein for the rest of the week, right? So we really need to instill these habits into us and then have the discipline to carry them out. And it goes beyond our wellness too. Like with any goal that you have, whether it's a project at work where you have to be disciplined enough to break down tasks and manage your time to actually get it done, or even a hobby, you don't just once again do a hobby once and then you're good at it. You have to practice. You have to do those things every day or almost every day so that you're able to perfect your craft. So now that we all know why discipline is so important, if I didn't drill it in your head enough, I wanted to go over some key aspects of discipline as well, because it's really one thing to talk about why discipline is important and what we need it for, but really, what does it mean to be disciplined? And I think the first key thing here is self-control. At the heart of what discipline really means is the ability to regulate your behaviors, really, and your thoughts and emotions, as we spoke about spiritually, when we're faced with different situations, when we're faced with temptations, with different impulses. Now, I don't want this idea of exercising self-control to be confused with ignoring our inner cues, because that is not what I mean by this. But I think a better example and also a really tangible thing that you can do to start implementing some of these things is the idea of cheap versus real dopamine. So I don't know if you guys have heard of this before, but essentially, dopamine is not created equal, or at least sources of dopamine are not created equal. There are certain things that we can do as humans that will give us that dopamine hit, but they really quickly plummet our dopamine and make us feel not so good after. So the whole point of this idea is to choose things that are going to give you healthy doses of dopamine, the way that we were meant to get feel-good neurotransmitters. So for example, those kind of cheap dopamine sources are things like drugs and junk food and gambling, alcohol, even things like gossip and binge watching TV and scrolling on your phone. All the dopamine hits we're getting from constantly being on apps like TikTok and Instagram versus things that are available to us in nature that we can come back to that do give us that dopamine, but they don't give us the crash after. So things like sunlight and spending time with nature and laughter and exercising daily, basically all the wellness foundations I was just talking about, even practicing gratitude. These are all ways that we can actually use dopamine to exercise the self-control, because we're using things that aren't giving us that instant gratification. And then that makes it easier to stay disciplined with other things that also require us to put off gratification for our bigger goal, for the bigger picture. Another key aspect of discipline is agreements. I think this is really important when it comes to goal setting in general, but then being disciplined enough to do the things you want to do. Agreements have changed my life. And if you've been listening to the podcast for a while, I talked about this idea of agreements a lot in my solo episode on how to increase your confidence. This was episode 34. It was called Building Confidence from the Inside Out. And the idea here is that everything is an agreement, whether it's with ourselves, with someone else, we are making agreements all day long. Oftentimes, we're not consciously making agreements, but we are with our words. Our words are powerful. So if we say we're going to do something to someone else and then we forget to do it or don't do it, that's one thing. But with discipline, I think a lot of it comes back to the agreements you make with yourself. And once again, we make a lot of agreements with ourselves that we might not be aware of. Whether it's, I'm going to start going to the gym tomorrow, and then we don't do it. And you might be saying that in your head, but it's still something going on inside of you. And if you're not doing it, you're showing yourself that you're not to be trusted. So a big part of being disciplined is also building that trust within yourself. And that happens through discipline. And then when you do that, that also builds confidence. But the tip here, or the key here, and what I want to bring this back to with discipline is to make it easy for yourself. So be really watchful and mindful of the words you use, of the agreements you make with yourself, but also with others, because how we do anything is how we do everything. But also, once you start to build that muscle, or at least for me, this is how it's been, is I am now so much more careful about what I agree to, and I only try to make agreements that I know I can keep. If you know you're not going to be able to go to the gym every single day. Do not make that an agreement with yourself. An alternative would be I move my body every single day. That way, if you can go to the gym and that's, you know, the ideal day of movement for you, then you can go do that and you keep that agreement. But even if you just go for a 10-minute walk or do some 5-pound dumbbell exercises while you're watching TV, whatever it is, at least you've kept that agreement. And so that makes it much easier to stay in the discipline of that, to stay in the discipline of your agreement and to make the agreement something attainable for yourself. Because discipline, I also think, gets reinforced. So if I do something every single day, I'm showing myself, hey, I actually do have the discipline to do that. And look, I'm a disciplined person because I made that agreement and I kept myself to it. And then that is what builds the confidence too. So you get to be disciplined, you get to be confident. It's all a win-win-win. And this last aspect I want to touch on, I kind of already spoke to it a bit, but a lot of people, I think, don't see themselves as a disciplined person. And I think sometimes we kind of go back to how we were raised and, well, I wasn't disciplined when I was growing up, so why would I be disciplined now? And I think that the big thing here is that discipline is learned, right? And I think sometimes we just need to hear that. I will say, I think I personally have always been a more disciplined person in certain areas, but then at the same time, I think that I definitely have not been very disciplined in other areas and have had to learn it in those areas. So, for example, with school, I was always very studious, very disciplined with studying and making sure I did everything I needed to do to get that A on the test. Or with food, I've always been generally disciplined about eating very clean and eating healthily because I really care about what I put in my body. But I've talked about this a lot too. I was not always disciplined about sleeping. I was not always disciplined even with meditation. I did not do it every day for the longest time. And then one day I woke up and I was like, if I'm going to do this, if I'm committed, if I want to prioritize my spiritual practice, then this is something that I want to do. And I want to do it well. I want to do it 100%. And that determination is another big part of discipline. I think that determination to really stick to a plan despite any obstacles that get in the way. So with that determination and with just being a more disciplined person in areas you might not have been before, just remember that it is learned and you just got to get your reps in, because some of it may be innate for certain people, but it can be a skill that you develop just like any other skill. And this is actually the last aspect or key part of discipline that I want to cover, and that is the link between discipline and priorities. Having your priorities straight is, I think, one of the biggest parts of being a disciplined person and mastering the art of discipline. And this is something that I've been talking about a lot with clients lately, because I do hear the excuses of, I don't have enough time to do this, this, or that. And listen, I have given that excuse so many times for so many different things in my life. So I'm not perfect. However, something that I have learned and that someone I love dearly, a mentor of mine, has told me many, many times until it has been drilled inside of my head, is that we all have the same 24 hours in a day. No one has more time than anyone else, and we do what's important to us in those 24 hours. And not only is that a reflection of what we're prioritizing, but when we're looking at relationships and if someone else is not prioritizing us, that is very telling. It's not that they didn't have enough time, it's that it just wasn't as important to them. Now, that's very harsh, I understand, and it's also not black and white, and life happens and there's nuance. But when it comes to things that are in your control, so relationships aside, when it comes to health, when it comes to other things that you want to prioritize or make important in your life. So for me, like I've been saying, my spiritual practices. For other people, it could be their careers, which is also a big priority for me. But having those priorities straight, I've even written out a list of what are my priorities in what order. And then looking at your day, auditing your day, seeing if the way that you're spending your time and energy actually matches up with what you say you're prioritizing. Because let me tell you, when I walk clients through an exercise like this, it's crazy to think how big of a discrepancy there is between what we think we're prioritizing versus what we are actually prioritizing through our time
and where our time is going.
So I also think some of us just need some tough love. And it's like, if you think you don't have enough time to be healthy, then I would look at where the hours in your day are going. Because like I said, we all have those 24 hours and we do what's important. So you don't have a deficiency of time. You just aren't prioritizing your health. And have I had to have that pep talk with myself? Many times, yes. So it is a practice, and I've had to reprioritize my health multiple times throughout my life. But when I do, and this is the kind of experience I want to share, that is when I do feel that freedom. And that comes back to the discipline of it all. Because with discipline, you're making conscious decisions to prioritize actions that align with that goal of making health your priority. And then that can be applied to really any other goal you have. At the end of the day, it really just is about being intentional with your time, letting go of distractions and putting your blinders on as well, which I talk about a lot, making agreements you can keep, being consistent, and then holding yourself accountable for your actions. Because I think that we can oftentimes deflect blame onto others or onto our circumstances, but really taking responsibility for our actions for when we do fuck up with all of this, and then having the resiliency to come back to what we know is going to make us feel good, the discipline of what is going to bring us freedom, whether it is our health goals, whether it is our career goals, whatever we've maybe wavered off the path of. That to me is the art of mastering discipline. So I think I said all I needed to say on this episode. I hope this was helpful, motivating, inspiring, and just helped bring you back to what your priorities are, how you can instill more discipline in your life, and just give you a little bit of that pep in your step if you've fallen off track or have kind of lost discipline with certain things. As I said in the beginning of the episode, being disciplined and working on my discipline has really brought so much more freedom to my life, and I hope that perspective really sticks with you. So thank you for listening, and if you like this podcast, if you liked this episode, please leave a 5-star rating and review over on Apple Podcasts. That would mean the world to me, and make sure to go follow me over on Instagram at Avanuri Wellness. I post a ton of podcast updates as well as lots of other wellness content. Same thing over on TikTok, same username as well. All the links are below, and I will talk to you all in next week's guest episode. Thank you, guys.